personas, their successes in the postseason are so different than what they were in the regular season, Eric Hosmer and others. I mean, it just seems like all of a sudden they've just become totally different players.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's because the focus, you know, falls upon them. And, you know, every year there's someone who's able to elevate their game
right.
with a couple of key. I mean, think about 2011 World Series. I mean, David Freese turned out to be a god in St. Louis, right?
Yes.
You know, yep. Alan Craig was a monster. And Alan Craig's still a good player. He's fallen upon some tough times. But, you know, I mean, again, you do it in the postseason. That goes for any sport. That's where you really fall into lore and you really get built up because everybody's watching. But, you know, over a course of 162 games, these guys all go through 2-3-4 week stretches like this, but it just falls into the anonymity of the grind unless you're really watching that team. So, you know, everyone gets built up and we like to think, oh, you do it in the playoffs, you'll do it in the regular season. But I think baseball might be the sport where that applies the least. You know, it's, you can have someone who can, you know, have some terrific moments in the postseason and just really just disappear and be a complete non-factor the next year.
That's a good point by you. You know, that now that you make me think about it, you bring back some names. It really is actually more the norm than anything, really.
Yeah, I mean, it's, again, because it's just that small sample size. And,
yeah.
You know, you have guys who really elevate themselves in the postseason. You think of, you know, Derek Jeter or Bernie Williams or Jorge Posada.
Right.
You know, just to name a few. And, you know, guys who were consistently good performers in the postseason. And then you think of some people on the opposite end of the spectrum, like Barry Bonds or Alex Rodriguez, guys who are really at the pinnacle of the sport. Even Mike Trout this year, you know.
Sure.
You get cold at the right time, at the wrong time, and things can come undone. You get hot at the right time, and it changes everyone's perception of you. But it's interesting. I was having this discussion with someone recently about whether there's such a thing as clutch, you know, because everyone talks about mm-hmm. that during playoff time and get build that up. And that person's perspective was there's no such thing as clutch, but what you have are people who are able to treat the postseason in the same way they are able to treat the regular season. And to me, that's a key part of being able to have success. And, you know, the Royals and the Giants have done a tremendous job of that throughout the playoffs.
With Shai Davidi from Sportsnet, as we talk about the World Series, which kicks off tomorrow night in Kansas City, the San Francisco Giants. Okay, so if there's no such thing as clutch, they are consistent because we're talking about a Giants team that's trying to win its third World Series title in the last 5 years. That's kind of Yankees-like, almost a little bit like the Red Sox a decade ago.
Right, and this is a team that doesn't get enough credit for how good it's been, and I think that's largely due to the fact that they follow their championship years with a sub-500 season. So you've got this incredible up-down, up-down pattern happening with them, which I'm sure fans in the Bay Area will happily take. You know, every other year is a pretty good deal, I think, for the most part. But it's an interesting group. I mean, besides, say Buster Posey and Matt Cain and Tim Lincecum isn't what he was, there aren't a lot of guys you look at that roster and say, man, if I was starting a team, he'd be one of my top choices at that position. And they are a team that's been able to really get the most out of everything that they have and milk every little bit of talent out of guys. And they do have a good ability to perform in close games. And that's a, you know, I hate to use these empty platitudes like confidence and
mm-hmm.
things like that.
Yeah.
But there is something to be said about, you know, not having, being able to keep your heartbeat the same. And they're a team that's been able to show that they're able to do that. And, you know, unlike the regular season, in the short tournament, that really matters. And that changes things. And I think they're a team that's really shown the ability to do that. And they should be getting a lot more credit than they have been.
A couple of specifics, Shai, before we let you go. One, is there a role for Tim Lincecum in this final?
I think so. And a lot of it will depend on how long the series goes, because these teams haven't played very long series, neither of them.
Yeah.
So as soon as the series gets extended and guys are coming off those periods where they aren't getting the rest, that's when your depth starts getting tested. And we saw a couple of years ago in the playoffs what a weapon Tim Lincecum was out of the bullpen. And, you know, he hasn't been that Tim Lincecum this year, but right. if they can just capture him in that moment, I think he can certainly be an important factor as a guy who can get some key outs in swing and miss situations.
How, because it's obviously very important because the All-Star game is based on it, but how much playing at home benefit the Kansas City Royals, considering the run they're on, the break they've had, you know, the ability to play in their own park with their own set of rules? How much is that an advantage in this series?
You know, I don't know. I think if the opposite field was a bandbox against a home run hitting team, and I know they just knocked out they just swept away the Orioles. But if there was a reverse situation against a home run hitting team in a bandbox, I think that might be a factor. But the two ballparks aren't totally similar, but they have similar characteristics. Neither allows a lot of home runs. There's a lot of ground to cover in the outfield. They both really play to speed and defense offenses. I don't know that that's necessarily going to be a huge factor one way or the other. You know, I suppose in some ways giving the Giants the DH for an extra couple of games might be a bit of an advantage there. And so maybe that's a bit of a factor. But I'm of the mind that, you know, home field advantage is something people build up perhaps a bit more than it's actually worth. But, you know, I've been proven wrong on a lot of things, and maybe that's one of them too.
Finally, I hate to put you on the spot, but I will. Who do you got? Who do you like?
Well, I Jeff Blair on 590 in Toronto asked me this today too, and I was kind of on the fence. I ended up saying the Giants in seven, and so I'm going to stick with that. But I don't feel good about it because I really think this is a coin flip series, and I think it's going to be a long one. I think it's at least six, if not seven, and I think it's going to be a terrific series of games, a lot of close contests, a lot of, you know, white knuckle moments. So I'm hoping that it goes seven just for the sheer entertainment value of it, but I kind of like the Giants' ability and experience to provide them a little bit of a difference in this one.
Always a pleasure, Shai. We will certainly talk to you before this one's over, but thanks for coming on and giving us a little insight into the World Series.
Yeah, anytime. Have a good one.